This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Remember a pair of Curry 12s coming up this hour. All right, back out to you. Are you in or out on the Jimmy Butler trade here on Willard and Dibbs 95.7 The Game? How about Leo in the city? Hi, Leo. What's up?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
We're good.
Hey.
Leo, go ahead.
Leo. That was disappointing. Let's go to Diego in Sacramento. Hi, Diego. Do better.
Hey, guys. Hey, I'm actually liking the Butler trade because it seems like for the last couple months, the Warriors have been going through with emotions, and now they're getting the dog. They're getting another alpha. And I think Butler can actually elevate the rest of the Warriors team to actually make a playoff push. So I like the trade. They had to get someone to help step out, and I think he could bring an outside energy to elevate this team. What do you guys think?
Well, I think that what you're saying is the hope. I just don't know if I can fully believe and buy yet that that's the way it's going to play out. Jimmy Butler has been many different things as a teammate in his career. Yes, he has put people on his back and taken them through the playoffs. He has also put people on his back, taken them to the ocean and thrown them in it.
Yeah.
And left them there. So I don't know what he's going to do here. I'm sure he'll be the good soldier early, but now we're signing up for 2.5 years.
Yeah, and I do think that every situation's different, and he hasn't been in a situation like this where you go to a squad that has 4-time champs and multi-time champs, and you've got an established culture, and you've got a head coach who has been here for a long time. And I know when he went to Miami, it took him, 6 years in Miami before he wore out his welcome. So I think that he comes here with eyes wide open, and he now has the extension that he wanted. He's getting more than $60 million a year over the next two. So everything is kind of taken care of except for the basketball part of it. And he doesn't have to come here and be the alpha and be the dog. He doesn't have to be the bad boy. That's Draymond. He doesn't have to be the best player. That's Steph. He can be the second best scorer and the second toughest guy and kind of fly under the radar that way.
You're right. And this will probably, I would imagine, he thinks that this is his last multi-year, very expensive extension in the NBA. And so maybe if money is the thing that stirs the drink for Jimmy, maybe he arrives in Golden State and goes, okay, we made it. Like, we don't need to fight anymore. And now we can just play basketball and focus and ride out the rest of his career with his absolute best effort. Maybe that's the way it goes.
Yeah.
I bet it will at the beginning. Everybody likes their boss the first month, but then, it takes on a life of its own. And Jimmy Butler, I do think those who have really gotten into the X's and O's of this have a very fair question of, is that the kind of player player that fits in the Steph Curry, Steve Kerr system? On the surface, no. But how do they all adjust to each other? Maybe it works, maybe it doesn't. I do think that it works probably pretty well early, but my concern is more where it goes next after that.
Yeah, and Om Young-Masuk from ESPN joined us yesterday and said that very thing, where Jimmy Butler tends to, early on, really fit and really work, and there isn't any ruffling of any feathers in the early stretches, but then, as time wears on, things can sometimes devolve into a different situation. So you look at this spot, and this year especially, where, okay, he doesn't play against the Lakers tonight, he comes back against Chicago, you got 30 games, just go out there and see how you fit, see what this conglomeration of talent looks like, and then you get in the offseason and you figure out what are the pieces you need to add to try to make this team, again, what you talked about, relevant. Make this a relevant team, a team that can be competitive, not necessarily championship or bust, but can you be a team that at least threatens to be a top six seed?
888-957-9570 is the number. Are you in or out on the Butler trade? Let's go to Big League Chew. What up, Big League Chew? What are you doing?
Hey, man. Hey, guys, appreciate you both. The first thing I want to say is mad respect for both of you for doing a live show, in front of everybody and doing the work you do. So thank you. But also, I just want to say I have a little bit of a Seinfeld tie because I'm hearing Jimmy, 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 Jimmy. And now we got some third person Jimmy references from Seinfeld where, you know, Jimmy likes what he sees. Jimmy also doesn't like what he sees. Jimmy doesn't like to be told what to do. So I think those particles there are going to be a little interesting because there's like some foreshadowing going on with Jimmy Butler. But the one thing I will say is I think this is going to be exciting to watch because Jimmy's a killer. Speaking in the third person, of course.
Nice.
Jimmy's a dog and everything else. But the main thing is this might be a swan song for Draymond. This might be a swan song for people that have been on this roster because if you look at the extension, you know, we have about $120 million with Steph and Jimmy, and then we have another $25 with Dre. So now we have next to no cap room for next year. So I think fans need to realize that this roster, because of the two-year extension, is going to look a lot different.
Well, I thank you very much, Big League Chew. And again, we went through this earlier, and it's probably prudent to do it again. Eric Pincus, who's one of our favorite capologists, the second this went down yesterday and Warriors Live started, I hopped on the phone with him and I said, tell me what this means for Jonathan Kuminga. Because honestly, my concern was kind of what Big League Chew just said. If you've got that much money in Butler, Steph, and Dre, can you fit an extension for Jonathan Kuminga? And his first response was yes, but
oh boy,
the thing is that Jonathan will probably command less than what we've all been thinking. And I know when Bobby Marks came on and talked about 25, 27 million per year for Kuminga, all of us went, man, that's it. But yeah, that's it. Eric even brought up 20 million,
20 flat 20,
because he's a restricted free agent and there just aren't that many teams out there, maybe even none, who are interested in giving Jonathan a very big deal. So, with the second apron in mind, the Warriors could go up to as much as $25 million for Jonathan, and then they're fine with Jimmy and Steph and Draymond, and not having their first-round pick to pay. And if they do all of that, here's the rest of the roster. Moses Moody, Buddy Hield, Brandon Pajemski, Trace Jackson Davis, Guy Santos, and five minimum players.
Five minimum players.
That's your roster.
Man.
That's what you're looking at next year. So you can do it. I don't think it gets in Jonathan's way, but it does get in other people's way. Like, if you were worried and you're celebrating today that Kevon Looney and GP2 stayed, they're not going to be here next year.
Right, unless they sign for minimums.
Unless they sign for minimums.
And
GP2 might. But Looney, I would argue, will get something out there.
I don't know.
I would think.
Yeah, I mean, I'd be surprised if it is a lot more. And, you know, it comes down to, at that point, if you're getting the minimum here as opposed to getting a couple more million somewhere else, you might want to stay here because you know what here is. And, you know, this is obviously putting the cart before the horse because that's way down the road. But the very way you laid that out, courtesy of your friend Eric Pincus, is five minimum, so five veteran minimum guys.
Well, and you know, one of them would probably be Quentin Post, because and I don't know that that's technically a, I don't know if that's a minimum salary or not, but it's small. It's small, and Quentin Post is going to get transferred out of a two-way and be a regular roster player now. Like, they've got some gymnastics to do because of this. There's no question.
Yeah, and the gymnastics is going to be uncomfortable. Even if you wanted to make a trade and you send out Buddy Hield, well, Buddy only makes about $9 million. So even if you trade Buddy Hield, you're not going to be able to bring back a lot in terms of other players. So with this idea, you're going to be relying on younger guys, Quentin Post, Guy Santos, Pajemski, TJD. You know, your younger guys, if you keep Jonathan Kuminga, you're going to be relying on all these guys you've drafted to step up.
And that's why when I say that, even though I'm hesitant, I say I'm out on the deal, is because at the core of what the Warriors just did is a lot of trust in Jimmy Butler. Dude, you've got to keep your head on straight, and you have to be good, because we have no flexibility to go do anything else now. So if you go sideways, we are really up a creek. And to me, that is a very vulnerable position to be in.
Yeah, it's a big dice roll, because Jimmy has gotten sideways in the past in, you know, different spots. And now, not only did you trade for him, but you gave him a two-year extension. And if he goes sideways and you're paying him $60 million a year, how are you going to be able to offload that deal? Now, when you get to the final year of his deal and he's an expiring contract, even at that, $60 million at that point is going to be tough to do away with. So you kind of put all your eggs in his basket. Jimmy, come in here, be good, and also behave.
Right. And again, so a lot of faith in Jimmy.
Yeah.
And I hope he's able, in a short stint, he's able to live up to that trust. 888-957-9570, Willard and Dibs. And we are asking you, you in or you out? Jimmy Butler's a Warrior. Mark on 580. Hey, Mark, thanks for calling. What's good?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Long-time listener, first-time caller. I am very out against that trade. I was out from the very beginning. You know, to me, with you have Gray, Steph, and now Jimmy, those three combined have a lot of salary. So it just seems like a diminishing asset. You're not going to get your return of investment on, you know, the age of them. So I think it's, you know, the worst thing possible. One of your other callers, Diego, mentioned, you know, Jimmy brings that, you know, alpha dog to the locker room, but we have Draymond who does that already. And if you get them both there, Draymond's already proved himself once that he's gonna, you know, not get along with those type of people. So, you know, to me, it's just not good. And, you know, I'm hoping for the best, but, you know, I think we could have done better. It just seemed that it was a desperation, non-sensation from management. But, you know, we'll see how it works. And I'll take your guys' comments off the air. I just want to leave you with, hey, Dibs, your picks stink.
Nice uptick.
They do.
Yeah.
They really do.
Well, they really don't. No. When you think about the bit, all I've done is, well, then you people need to, like, wait for the Super Bowl pick and go against it.
Make
your money.
That's what we're doing. But your picks stink.
My picks are absolutely flawless. You know what stinks?
The opportunity that it creates doesn't stink.
You know what stinks?
What?
Is when I was sitting at 500 all year. That's what stinks, because you couldn't rely on me to be bad.
I know.
But now, guess what?
But that stunk, too, for different reasons.
What stunk was
like,
when,
dude, pick a direction. What are you doing?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Which is why now my picks actually don't stink.
Yeah.
They're actually absolute cash money. And tomorrow I will give you my Super Bowl 59 lock of the year. Pick has been in for a long time.
I didn't even know the Super Bowl was this weekend.
Thank you.
It is literally the quietest football week leading up to a Super Bowl of all time, which I love because I hope both teams lose. Okay. I want to lean into something that he just brought up. Because it's an assumption that we all go with. But can we talk about it for a second?
Sure.
And maybe even some predictions, even from people whose picks stink.
Nope.
Just because Draymond's got a big attitude and Jimmy Butler's got a big attitude, does that automatically mean that they're not going to get along? I hear this assumption everywhere. Everywhere. Oh my God, Draymond and Jimmy on the same team? Oh, they're going to fight. They're going to punch each other. They're going to strangle each other. They're going to go crazy. They're going to get suspended. They're going to get technical fouls. I don't know, man. For my taste, that take is getting ahead of itself. I think NBA players tend to respect one another because they've achieved the same thing. We've heard people who have played with Draymond for years say they enjoy playing with Draymond. Just because there's another big personality on the team doesn't mean that those two things don't fit. Like, if Jimmy tries to come in and change the locker room, maybe we got a problem. But I don't think Jimmy's not stupid. He knows who Stepping Dre are.
Right.
He knows what they've achieved here. I just don't think this is automatically combustible.
I agree with you. And if you want to look at the history of Draymond Green and conflagrations or conflict, you can look at the types of players that he tends to, quote, go after. Zach Edey's a great example.
Yep.
A rookie. Rudy Gobert, not exactly the most ferocious physical guy. He flail kicked Steven Adams, but he didn't square up with Steven Adams. He got him on an, oh, that's just what my leg does when I shoot a jumper. He punched LeBron James in the family jewels. He cold-cocked Jordan Poole, smaller, younger, weaker. Draymond Green tends to prey on those people who are smaller, younger, and weaker than he. Jimmy Butler is none of those things.
No,
he might be a skosh younger. I don't know the exact ages, but
I'll look that up. I don't think Draymond Green,
he doesn't profile to me as a guy who's going to sidle up to Jimmy Butler and say, let's exchange phone numbers and hands.
No, I think that he might like see some of himself in Jimmy Butler, and that's probably a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that there will be a mutual respect there if you've got two guys that kind of come at the game in the same sort of dog mentality kind of a way. All right. 888-957-9570. Let's go back to Leo. Leo wants to try again in the city.
Come
Hi,
on,
Leo. Come on now.
Yeah. Hey, I get a second swing. And I appreciate it.
Let's do it.
Bottom line. On you.
Yeah, hey, I'm gonna go in both ways. I'm out from a basketball perspective because I just think it's going to be a situation where this isn't going to do a lot for the Warriors, and I don't really know what their goals are. If their goals are to make the play-in, it might help. I don't think he's that much better, to be honest with you, than Andrew Wiggins is right now. But I don't think this gives them any opportunity to win the bottom line, which is a championship. So people are believing that this is going to somehow, you know, make them competitive for a championship. No, make them competitive for a play-in. Yes. On the other hand, I'm in because I'm curious to see how this is going to play out from a personality perspective. You know, people are always waiting for something to implode, whether it's at NASCAR or wherever it may be in sports. And I think people are going to be tuning in to see what's happening with this team. So it keeps the entertainment, excitement aspect of it, keeps it interesting, because obviously had they not made a move during the deadline, people would probably be complaining for the rest of the year about where this team going. Next year is the year I'm worried about, because next year, Jimmy's going to be 36 at the beginning of next year. Obviously, the other two guys are going to be older. I don't know what they're going to do next year. If anything, they'll be worse. There's going to be more competition. You got two young teams behind them coming up with San Antonio and Portland who are going to be much better next year. The top teams in the conference are young. They're not getting better. Look at the Denver Nuggets. People think the Denver Nuggets are old. All their guys, their starters, are under 30 years of age, with the exception now of Westbrook because he's been starting lately. But with Bron in there instead of Westbrook, they're under 30 years of age. They're going to be competitive next year, obviously. So I don't think they're going to get over the hump of this team. I'm satisfied I got to, you know, be here for the last 10 years and watch them win four championships. But this is over for the Warriors as far as the iteration of this team. And maybe they made
Leo, we're going to get on to some other callers. Appreciate the dissertation sensation
nice,
there.
Nice.
But I think the Warriors might be a little bit more realistic about this than you're giving them credit for. I want to take you back to Steve Kerr's words. When you say, hey, Jimmy Butler will help them make the playoffs, but he's not going to help them win a championship, I go back to what Steve Kerr said when he said, we just want to give Steph that at-bat. Like, our feeling is it's our job to put people in a position to take that at-bat. What they do with it after that, that's up to them. I don't think the Golden State Warriors front office is sitting there going, okay, Jimmy Butler's here. Now we're going to win a ring. I think they realize they need to play really well to even get in the playoffs, but that's the goal. And if they do, then they're giving experienced playoff performers the at-bat. Go do it. If you have to go to Oklahoma City on the road in the first round, you have to go to Oklahoma City in the first round. But that's your at-bat. I think that's the way they're looking at this.
Absolutely. It's the only way you can look at it, because there is no move out there that would take you from an 11 seed to a top 4 seed or into a spot where you could feel like you're a championship favorite. And so, yeah, you look at Jimmy Butler in Miami and what he was able to do in Miami. They were an 8 seed, and they made it to the NBA Finals. They won the Eastern Conference out of the 8 seed, which is almost unheard of. It might have been the first time that that's ever been done. We're an 8 seed.
Right.
Made it. They won the conference, and they went to the NBA Finals. So he's a guy who has done that as an underdog. And, you know, Steph and Draymond have been successful, but every time they've won a championship, they've either been the number one seed, or I think they were the 2 or 3 seed in 2022 when they won the title. They've never done what Jimmy's done. So you add that piece. Yeah, thank you. The 3 seed.
They were the 3, yeah.
Right. And so they were the 3 seed, and now you probably are going to be in the play-in, but Jimmy Butler's been through that, and I do think that that's a valuable experience to have.
No doubt. 888-957-9570. I want to throw this out there. This is completely off the map, but as we're sitting here at the beautiful splash at Thrive City, this unbelievable environment, as they get ready for their soft launch tonight, open to the public tomorrow. We've tried some of the food. It's amazing. The wraparound TV sets, the vibe in here is absolutely immaculate, so we're keeping an eye on this Mavericks Celtics game that tipped off a little while ago. There's still 4:40 to go until halftime. Klay Thompson has 23 points.
Okay, Klay.
23 points. 4:40 to go in the first half.
Man.
So Klay is doing a little throwback heater that us Warrior fans know so well.
Yeah, and I'm looking at your box score there on your computer. 10 of 13 from the floor.
Yep.
He's out there hunting it and shooting it, so.
And 3 of 5 from deep.
Yeah, wow.
Absolutely.
Keep
all right,
it up, Klay.
We're getting real close to the Steph Curry 12s. The new shoes from Steph Curry. We've got a pair to give away. We're giving them away to a lucky listener this hour. Keep listening, because we're getting real close on that. All right, next up, let's go to Sabrine in the city. Hey, Sabrine, you're on with Willard and Dibs.
Hey, how's it going, you guys?
Good.
Good.
Good. I just wanted to say that I'm okay with the unknown, because the known did not work, which is the reason why we're here in the first place, right? And it's not like any of the players made themselves, you know, valuable to get traded so that we could bring something else back. This trade was made for Steph to bring a known name for him to play with. It was also made for the people that was being ready to, with their pitchforks, to say, Mike Dunleavy doesn't do a good job, bring back Bob. So, I mean, that's the reason why we have Jimmy Butler. But we don't know if he's going to be good or not. But what we do know is that we were not a very good team. So we got to be open to the possibilities, I think.
Sabrina, I think that's very fair. I really do. And for me, that's kind of why when I look at this and go, I'm reluctantly out on this deal, but I understand it. I think what you just described is part of what I understand. I can sit here today and say, I don't really think this is going to work, but I still get it, because what I know for sure doesn't work is what they were doing.
Exactly. So either you let that ride and hope that Kuminga comes back and you suddenly get a lot better and you get in the playoffs and it's good enough and you roll, whatever, or you make a bold move, which is what they did. And I didn't want them to do the trade because I was afraid of the Jimmy Butler part of it, where it would just be a rental. But when they signed him to an extension, even though I think that it's more money than I would pay Jimmy Butler. It's not my money, and I do think it kind of hamstrings you a little bit going forward, but they brought it in Jimmy Butler, and they paid him, so that part of it for me goes away. He's here. He's signed. He's going to be a part of it, so now let's find out if it works.
Let's all check it out. Like, sure. We're all, no matter what you think today, we're going to check it out.
Yeah.
We're going to check it out. I hope it starts on Saturday night. Lucky in the City, next up on Willard and Dibs. Hi, Lucky.
Hey, Willard and Dibs, my famous two brothers in the afternoon. How you guys doing?
Let's go, Lucky. We're good, man.
Man, you know, I'm excited for this, man. You know why? Because I've been hollering this for the last few months myself. We needed a two guard. But my main concern is now, since we paid Jimmy all this money, how are we going to get it big? We didn't get Vucevic before the deadline. So what are we going to do as far as covering up, or I wouldn't even say covering up, adding to that so that we can be fortified at least if we're going to try to make a playoff push? Because what it seems to me, what Joe Lacob just did, he just swung for the fences. Right? So you bring in Jimmy Butler. It's proven. So let's go get this, man. I'm excited. I'm ready to go win this fifth championship, man. How about that?
Lucky. I'm going to wait to see, like, I don't know, at least 5 minutes of basketball before I start thinking about that. But Lucky, I get it. And, the long-awaited big that all Warrior fans want, I just put it this way. It'd be real damn helpful if Quentin Post can continue to develop into being a stretch five.
Right.
If he can actually do that at a cheap price for the next 4 years, that would be very helpful to their situation. Right now.
I don't know if he can ever be the defensive big that people want or the rebounding big, but yeah, stretch five, a big guy who you can put out there and shoot. And you talked about it earlier, and we've all mentioned it here on the station. This trade that they made didn't really give him a lot of outside shooting. Jimmy Butler's not a prolific three-point shooter.
He's technically a worse three-point shooter than Andrew Wiggins. He's been shooting at his best from three the last 2 years, but that's in shooting like two threes a game.
And that's what
Andrew,
he does.
Andrew shoots like five or six a game.
So you take a team that needed shooting and you took away some shooting and didn't bring any back. So if you want to talk about how they got better, well, they got better with defense and toughness, certainly, and experience and all the rest of it. But everybody wants more shooting and more space for Steph Curry. This trade didn't provide that.
The Curry 12s are coming up in 5 minutes, okay? So be right where you are. We're giving away a pair of Curry 12s in 5 minutes. Let's go to Gene in Oakland. Hi, Gene. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. So, I think we have an excellent chance of winning a championship, but only if the NBA establishes a veterans league. Okay. I mean, I'd be excited about Jimmy if it was like 2 or 3 years ago. All right. But I mean, I'm seeing a whole lot of red flags with this trade, starting with the fact that the guy hasn't been playing all that great in the last couple of years. I mean, I just looked at his stats for this year. He's averaging 17 points a game. That's no big deal. And his defensive rating is a little under 114. Is that worth $60 million a year? You know, I don't think so. And there's the age factor that one of the previous callers touched on. You know what? Our core is going to be old and getting older and breaking down. I mean, Jimmy is injury prone. Curry, unfortunately, I mean, 9 straight games now, he's been shooting about 38%, overall, about 34% on threes. You know, both sub average, and Draymond's breaking down. We're throwing all these money into these three guys for the next 2 years. I mean, I don't know. I just don't. To me, it just reeks of a desperation sensation that they failed. They realized they had to do something to satisfy the base and maybe Curry. Yeah, but that's, I don't know. I think we've made a serious mistake here.
Well, time will tell. Gene, yeah. I get the skepticism. I really do. The one thing I'd say to what everything Gene just listed there, though, I'm sort of willing to blow off Jimmy's numbers this year.
Yeah.
Partially because he's been in and out of the lineup, partially because he and his team have not been getting along. I think that even leads to not just like a poor mental state, but it leads to some disruption in terms of how is the team approaching possessions? Are they kind of of running their offense through him, or are they starting to run it through Tyler Hero instead? All of that. Whatever his numbers were this year, I'm going to blow that off and see what he can come here and do. Yes, he's getting older and declining, still a very good player, and what he did in Miami this year, quite frankly, is irrelevant.
Yeah.
It's irrelevant.
And I wonder what Gene would have wanted them to do, because, yes, there is a certain amount of desperation to the trade, but the other option was to just stand pat and do nothing, and I wonder what people who didn't want the Butler move to happen, what would you have wanted them to do? Everybody was, you know, Cam Johnson, I don't believe that he got traded, and Vucevic, I don't believe that he got traded, so, you know, whether or not you wanted these guys, they may not have been as available as everybody thought.
888-957-9570, the number. Are you in or out on the Jimmy Butler acquisition? We're going to keep going with that all the way through to the end of the show coming up at 6 o'clock, and then it's Warriors Live, and the Dubs are in L.A. to take on the Lakers.
Man.
It's crazy, man. These games almost feel like they just take a back seat.
Totally.
Which is a microcosm of the entire league right now. Free agency and trades are, like, way more important than the games themselves in the regular season.
And that is a problem, Adam Silver, because your product is largely being tuned out in many, many ways. Not here on 95.7 The Game, because this Warrior team is one of the most compelling products in the association, but you mentioned it, Mark. Think about if that game last night would have happened any other day in the year. We would have done a four-hour show about Steph is done, fire Steve Kerr, you know, they need a closer, whatever the topics would have been. The way they gave that one up last night should be the absolute lead to the show, but Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, we've barely even mentioned Utah,
right,
and the ridiculousness that took place in the last 2 minutes of that game last
ridiculous
night. Lovely Christie's birthday last night.
Ruined.
And, well, not
fully ruined.
Not ruined.
Okay.
But no, we're out to dinner, and the game's kind of on in the background, and I did what I think was a decent job of, like, we're not paying attention to the game. We're right here. We're present.
Okay.
We're having a conversation.
Yeah.
Doing really well. Her daughter's with us. We had a great evening. But I peep at the TV on our way out the door, and the Warriors have gone on that little run. They're like, okay, we're up 10 with under 3 minutes to go.
I'm like,
all right, we're cool. Let's go ahead, and we're going to get in the car. We drive home. We do the gifts. And then I think I took a break to go to the restroom, which is also like when you open up your phone to be like, all right, so, you know, how much they win that one by? They're down by 3 with a second left to go on the game.
My God.
I'm like, what the hell happened?
Yeah.
What did you all do?
What did you do?
What are you doing?
Like when you come home and you left the dog out of the crate and you walk in the house and like 7 different things are torn up and you look at Penny and you, Penny, what did you do? What did you do,
she
Penny?
Got that look on her face.
That's right.
And she licks her lips. Yeah, she ate that lasagna.
Well, and she also tore up the pillow
and she
left a little deuce on the carpet.
Oh,
it's like,
my God.
Penny, what did you do?
Well, all right,
that's what last night was.
We're gonna go. We're gonna go back to the calls in a second, but we want to give a very big thank you to the Curry Brand, Steph Curry's brand, powered by Under Armour, and we've got a special sneaker giveaway heading into All Star Weekend. The winner is going to receive the latest Curry 12s, which is Steph's signature shoe in the yet to be released What the Bay colorway. These shoes are specifically designed to celebrate the Bay Area. They're going to drop NBA All-Star Weekend on Valentine's Day, February 14. The shoes will drop the Friday of NBA All-Star Weekend on UA.com. Will also be available through Dick's Sporting Goods. We posted a picture on our station Twitter page if you want to go take a look at them. And again, we held that up for our YouTube audience earlier as well. They are looking good. So, to win, all you need to do is be caller one right now on the contest line. 415-523-4652. 415-523-4652. First caller there wins a pair of the latest Curry 12s, Steph's signature shoe. Good luck to each and every one of you. All right, let's get back out into the phones. Rich in Daly City. Rich, thank you for calling. What's good?
Hey, how's it going, guys? Yeah, I'm
definitely
out on the Butler thing. You know, I think where I have trouble with is the extension and the value, because they're basing it off of something that happened 2 years ago, and he lost on that. And then you compound that with the following year being out the whole year on an injury, and then whining this last year, you know, and I know the same standard has been applied to other people on minimizing their impact, like a Jordan Poole and Wiggins, but then now we give them $60 million per, and it basically ties our hands for the next 2 years to add any kind of big, so or even re-sign Kuminga. So we're looking at another 2 years of vet mins and G League contracts to fill in the bench. I don't see how that helps and maximizes Curry's last 2 years.
Yeah, Rich, I think it's a very fair topic. I will say I think you might be overstating the Warriors' flexibility and ability to re-sign Jonathan Kuminga to an extension. I still firmly believe that's going to happen. I don't know where else he's going to go. That's not a great reason, but I honestly think it's my number one reason why Jonathan Kuminga is going to remain a Warrior. They do have some money to give him, and they do have the ability to go into the second apron if they want. We'll see what Jonathan kind of earns. He does not have a whole lot of leverage. He's restricted. I don't know where else he can go. I do think the Warriors are going to keep him, but he's also not wrong. There's going to be some minimum salaries on that bench.
No matter what, even if you don't keep Jonathan Kuminga, if some team offers him $35 million a year, and there aren't a lot of teams that have that room, you're right, but if some team does offer him more money than you want to pay and you end up letting him go, well, you will have some room to add more than just veteran minimum players, but your roster is going to have some of those guys. And when you look at this move, Mark, when you trade Wiggins and the rest of them for a 35-year-old Jimmy Butler, what you're saying is we're all in on veterans. So you're not going to be afraid to go out there and add vet min guys who are already in their 30s, because your whole team is full of guys in their 30s.
Again, I don't want to act like this team now has got anything in common with the Warriors at the height of their powers a number of years ago, but vet min guys used to come in and actually be the key thing that would push the Warriors over the top. And I don't remember everyone's contractual situation, but you want to know a name that comes to mind? Like David West came in because he saw an opportunity to be a champion, and it happened. Now, again, this is different because you're dealing with guys that are in their 30s. So we'll see if it happens. But look, the buyout market is still coming. I do think the Warriors are going to be active on it. You might see them actually not even wait for the summer to pull someone in. It might happen here and then this weekend.
It could. And, you know, and you've got Marcus Smart, who is expected to be bought out, and he's a guy who might come in and fit, you know, as you're trying
to Schroeder role.
Well, yeah, and as you're trying to get more ornery and trying to get some feist up in here, I mean, if you're trying to get team feisty, he would fit. He's a guy who's not afraid to mix it up. So
that's true.
There is buyout market that can still happen, but I just look at this move for now and also for the future. What you're telling your fans is we think that Jimmy, Steph, and Draymond as a core are good enough to compete, and you're going to surround them with, I believe, other veterans. And even, like you said, even if you do keep your draft pick for this upcoming year because it's top 10 protected. So if you wind up with the 11th pick, you're a lottery team, but you fall down to 11th, you might end up trading that anyway because you may not want to pay a rookie $6 million.
Well, if you end up 11th, it's gone.
I thought it was top 10 protected.
Top 10 protected, so they keep it if it's in the top 10.
I got you, my bad.
Keep it in the top 10. If it's outside the top 10, it's gone.
So if you're 10th, if you wind up in the 10th spot, you may wind up trading it anyway.
Yes, that's very possible. You know, yes, absolutely.
Yeah, I had that backwards.
That's all good. Tom in Sonoma. Hey, Tom, thanks for calling.
Hey, Deb, how you guys doing, man?
Great show, guys. Thank you.
All right. Well, hey, I was against Butler, but now that we have him, we got to deal with him, man. So I hope we can do something with him, man. You know what I mean? My biggest thing is I don't want Green starting with this lineup. I want Kuminga. Green is going to have a unit. I think this is vital if we're going to make a run at this. We can't have three 30-year-old starters every time on the floor. And that's where we're having problems. Thank you, guys.
All right, Tom. Thanks. Tom. Okay, this is a conversation for a later date, but I do think it's an interesting one. Once everybody's healthy, once Jimmy is in town, once Draymond, and he's already healthy, but once that's all set and Jonathan Kuminga is back as well, I do think that's something I'd love to ask Steve Kerr next week. Who does he envision in his starting lineup? I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Because there are a number of ways you can play that, and Draymond off the bench is an idea.
Yeah, and it's actually worked, and he's open to it, and I think he's had some good impact off the bench, and we always fixate on starting lineup when finishing lineup is clearly more important, but different players have a different desire to start as opposed to coming off the bench. I do like Kuminga coming off the bench and being that real primary scorer with the second unit, but he might be more comfortable as a starter.
I have good news for you.
Tell me.
Your rant led Adam Silver to hire more temps.
Thank you.
And the Jimmy Butler trade is official.
It's official.
The
All
Jimmy
right.
Butler trade is official. So therefore, he is able to be on the bench in LA tonight. That is expected. In street clothes. And then he is expected to be in a Warrior uniform on Saturday in Chicago. And he will be wearing my favorite number. I might have to get a jersey now. He's wearing number 10.
Number 10?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know how I feel about that.
Why?
That's
Why do you
Tim
care?
Hardaway's number.
Okay.
And, I mean, David Lee, friend of the station. David Lee did us a solid way back in the day. We had the Lucky Break contest. David Lee showed up as one of our guest celebrity judges. David Lee, sneaky good guy. He wore number 10. I'm not sure how I feel about that.
By the way, you know, you know this with me.
Tell me. You don't know numbers.
You could list off 27 people right now and be like, they wore number 10. I don't like this. And I'd be like, did they?
Yeah.
Tim Hardaway was one of my favorites growing up. I have no clue what number he wore. None.
I just told you.
I know. I do now. I know Chris Mullin wore 17.
Yeah.
Mitch Richmond, was he 23?
Yeah, exactly.
22?
23. You had it right.
And Tim was 10?
Yes, he was.
All right, sure. Whatever.
And you know what else? And I'm just going to say this, and maybe the Warriors are listening and they'll change their mind, but you know who else wore number 10? And therefore, it should be a forever number. Ty Jerome.
Jerome
right. wore number 10.
And he's rolling with the Cleveland Cavaliers now.
Yeah.
And actually balling out. We're sponsored by Kalshi, and we are not done with your calls at all. Are you in or out on Jimmy Butler? 888-957-9570. We are live at Splash at Thrive City, the all-new, state-of-the-art sports bar, restaurant, viewing mecca right outside Chase Center, Willard and Dibbs.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapper jacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
To Willard and Dibs.
Sorry about my dog. Hey, cut it out.
I don't know if we've met your dog yet, Steve.
Sounds like she's a stretch four. Got some size to her in that bark.
More of a backup point guard.
On 95.7 The Game.
All right, Jimmy Butler trade to the Warriors is official. He'll play Saturday night against the Bulls. He'll wear number 10, and Steve Kerr is now free to talk about him and said he's never met him before.
What?
Yep. Never met him before, but I've seen him on TV. Looks like a great player,
That'll fit
well with the Warriors.
So tonight...
That's a quick summary of Steve Kerr's pregame availability.
And they're going to be in the locker room getting ready, and Jimmy's just going to walk in and be like, hey, guys, I'm Jimmy. Hi, Jimmy. Hi, I'm Steve. Nice to meet you, you know? I really liked what you did in Miami.
I've watched you on TV. Can I get an autograph?
What are you doing at, say, the four-minute mark in the non-Steph minutes? Are you free?
He said that he will play the non-Steph minutes. We will run our offense through him at that time.
Right.
Even though I've never met him before.
Exactly.
Like, I'm going to trust my TV and run my offense through a man I've never met before.
Right.
All right.
It's like hiring a babysitter off the internet and, you know, just having them come over.
That.
Like, here you go. Watch my kids.
Sometimes you got to do that. You got to do that.
Yeah.
You can talk to your sitter. They're not available. Like, do you know any other sitters? Yeah, I do. Okay, great. They're hired. You don't even know who it is. Don't care.
Yeah.
Bring them on in.
Well, the older your kids get, the easier it is to be like, hey, you know, do you have a record? Are you a felon? No, you're hired.
You're in.
You know?
The biggest celebrity pickleball event in the world is coming to San Francisco on February 15th and 16th at the Warfield. Star power behind this event includes celebrities like Brandi Chastain, Chris Mullin, Hunter Pence, Terrell Owens, Baron Davis, and more. Visit 957thegame.com for more information and your chance to win tickets, or go to celebritypickleballbash.com, all courtesy of our friends at Pivot. We got a couple more of you that want to weigh in on Jimmy Butler in or out, but before we do that, speaking of weird Dibs, take a listen to this. This is on TNT's broadcast of the current Celtics-Mavericks game, and this is a sideline report from Ali LaForce. Speaking of trades and how they emotionally hit fans, listen to what she was clearly instructed to say.
One big concern, though, is just the safety of the players, the front office, going back to Dallas. We hope fans make the wise decision and remember that this is a game and that lives are far more important.
All right, back to you.
Wow.
Kevin Harlan and Reggie Miller are on this broadcast. They throw to Allie so she can remind fans that when the Mavericks get home, this is just a game. Please don't kill them. Like, oh my God.
A little heavy.
What the hell is going on right now?
And the fact that you have to take that to the air. So Dallas fan who is thinking about maybe committing an act of homicide is watching the game and thinking, you know what, Allie? I'm glad that you said that because I was actually thinking about doing something very drastic. But now that you said it, sideline reporter, now I'm going to stand
down.
That's
actually a great point.
What?
I just sent Nico Harrison a death threat on Instagram. But since you said that I should be nice, Allie, I'm a big TNT fan.
Right.
I'm out.
Just kidding, Nico. Just kidding. I mean, I'm sitting here at the grassy knoll watching the game on my phone, waiting for Dallas to get back in town. But now that Allie's weighed in, I will stand down.
No, it's pretty amazing.
That whole thing just, yeah. I mean, the fact that fans want to get that mad, and you got to go on air and say, like, hi, this is Allie LaForest reporting. Dallas is worried that, you know, some of you are really, really mad and might want to hurt them. It's just a game.
It's not
back
funny.
To you.
It's not funny. But it's really funny. Like, well, one other note,
yeah.
Kevin. The Mavericks
Seriously.
Are hoping that people do not commit violent acts against them when they get home.
Right?
Back to you.
I mean, it's just...
me too, Allie.
Yeah.
Me too.
And meanwhile, Mavs up 14. Clay Thompson on the right
before
side.
Before we end our show tonight, Dibs, I'm hoping to get to my car without dying tonight.
Yeah.
Just want to let everybody know here at Thrive City,
yeah.
Please don't attempt to hurt me on my way back to the car.
Yeah, and, you know, if you do, then go ahead and let me know up front so I can take evasive action. I don't know. What are we doing? It's sports, right?
It's sports.
It's funny. I was looking
as Guru once said, sports, man.
And this Jimmy Butler trade is kind of the epitome of it, where everybody has an opinion on either side. I'm looking at our YouTube feed, which has been popping all week.
Poppin'.
There's a poll. Do you like this trade for Jimmy Butler? Yes or no? Pretty simple.
Right.
Yes, 56%. No, 44%. That tells you just about...
It's pretty split.
And we got more than 3,100 votes.
Yeah,
so you're talking
split.
About, you know, 44% of 3,100. That's about 1,200 people who don't like it, who weighed in, and about, you know, 1,600 people or so. My math is off, but you get the point.
Yeah.
It's a pretty split fan base.
And then we should do this vote again after Jimmy's played one game. If he scores over 20 points,
yeah.
Watch that number go whoop, straight up. And the opposite, if he scores 8, everyone's going to hate it. So anyway, we'll see. But he is supposed to play for the Warriors on Saturday. Time for Triples for Autism, brought to you by Pettinelli Financial Partners and the Autism Society, San Francisco Bay Area. Warriors made 17 threes last night in Utah, needed one more, which means another donation from Pettinelli to the Autism Society, San Francisco. Steph had 6 threes. Buddy Hield had 4. Brandon Pajemski made 3. Jackson Rowe in his NBA debut had a couple as well. 27th donation this year for Triples for Autism. To make a donation yourself or get involved, go to sfautismsociety.org. That was Triples for Autism, brought to you by Pettinelli Financial Partners and the Autism Society, San Francisco Bay Area. Pettinelli here for you, offering financial guidance and support throughout life's milestones. Go to PettinelliFP.com. All right, let's go to, how about VJ in Vallejo? Hi, VJ, what are you doing?
I'm down in Benicia on First Street at Lucas Bar and Grill. About to go to my little brother's senior night at Benicia High School.
Nice.
I just wanted to point out something. How many people are sitting here complaining about Jimmy Butler and his attitude and about clicking with Draymond are the same exact people that saying that Andrew Wiggins, all that he was ever missing was that dog and that he disappears some games. Jimmy Butler's not going to disappear unless there's an injury. He's got that dog in him. This is exactly what we were asking for. And what, now you're not happy? Now you're scared about attitudes clicking? That's all I had to say.
Well, it's a fair
VJ.
Point. It's a very fair point.
You can't have it both ways.
Yeah, you can't be disappointed that Andrew Wiggins cruises and then say Jimmy's got a bad attitude. But let me take that one step further, because I do want to try to split the difference here. I think there's a difference between players who, quote, have that dog in them on the court and players who cause problems in the locker room or leave their team high and dry. There's a difference there. And you can point it out around the league. We're watching the Celtics right now, okay? Do Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown have that dog in them?
Not so much.
They're champions.
They're champions now, but what would you have said when they lost to the Warriors?
Well,
they didn't have the dog in them until they won a title.
I would say at that point that they were 23 years old and
right.
Give them a minute.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Fair enough.
Like, and I don't know if that's a perfect example, but we can go around the league and be like, there's plenty of people who have that inner fire to be an NBA one and do some things
yeah,
out there.
And there are players who have won titles who don't have that. Anthony Davis is a classic example of a guy who doesn't have the dog
Wiggins
in him.
Also.
Yeah.
Wiggins Higgins is one of those guys.
Yeah, Jimmy has the dog in him, but he's never won the title. So, you know, it comes down to me then more than just do you have the dog in you, but I do like what you were saying about, you know, or what VJ was saying. He's not going to disappear on you.
No, he won't.
He might cause more trouble than you want, but he's not going to disappear.
Well, unless he does. He won't disappear when he's on the court, but if you do something you don't like in practice, he literally might leave.
Nah, he just took the third string and whooped you. Whooped up on that kitty cat.
He left. He literally walked out of practice.
Yeah.
So I just think there's a small difference there sometimes in what we're talking about. Hey, real quick, one more time. Slam Dunk in Vegas contest is on. Someone's going to Vegas with three guests and getting $20,000. We're giving you the travel. We're giving you the accommodations. And yes, 20 grand.
Man.
Okay, you're going to be staying at the Circa Resort and Casino, Las Vegas' premium sports viewing destination, and visit the biggest March Hoops party at Stadium Swim. Ultimate viewing experience, first two rounds, college basketball championship. All you got to do to win is listen on the app. Download the free Odyssey app, log in, and listen each day for a minimum of 1 hour for your daily entry to this national contest. So we invite you, download the Odyssey app now, and you can be headed to Vegas in March with $20,000. You want to do it again tomorrow?
I cannot wait till tomorrow. Can we maybe talk a little football tomorrow? The pick is in. The pick is in.
Yeah, I'm thinking no.
Okay.
I'm thinking no.
No,
that's just
beat LA for just, God's sakes.
That'd be good.
Come on.
That'd be good. That's what's coming up next on the game. It's beat LA time. Warriors and Lakers and our guy Grandy with Warriors Live, which is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. One more time, live from Splash at Thrive City. You have got to come check this place out. For Dibs, for Grandy, for Lucas, I'm Mark. Shoot your shot is all you got.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.